Luckily, we had some content from a previous recording.
Right. And that's because of our friend Big Fatty's advice of always having some things taped ahead for just in case. He knows the scoop.
He is a genius.
A genius. He has big balls and good advice.
That's true.
Huh? Is that synonymous? Do you suppose all men with big balls also give good advice?
I think that's something we should ask Big Fat.
I think that's something we should research.
We should research.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners have big balls,
call us and give us some advice.
Call us and give us some advice. If it's good advice, it will add to our research.
They'll be like, you guys need to quit podcasting.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big balls and quit podcasting.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3332. I say chew. On the BFO for right the 13th of November 2020. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, we've got Dick of Census. I won't tell you about my day and Big Fatty Voice Letters. Well, we'll see. Superstitious Glovies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're full right. The 13th is going well. Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty, you know Squeaky Kitty's a black cat, so we've got to make sure Squeaky Kitty doesn't break a mirror under a ladder or something like that. I don't really remember how it goes. I got nothing.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but seven celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are Tamari the 14th. Y'all, the first one, he is one of the hosts over there at the Gayish Little Show. Met him at the Pride 48 a couple of times down there in New Orleans. Y'all, it's Gayish Mike. Oh, Big Fatty, we like Gayish Mike. It's true. He likes to go to the corner pocket and sit by Blind Guy Jay and get some extra loving. Big Fatty, y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, Tamari. Y'all, he was at the very first Pride 48, I think the first couple out there in Los Wages. Y'all, I've met him many times. I think I even had supper with him up in the Cola one time. Y'all, he's out there in the sack of tomatoes now, I think, with the boys from the Chubbs. Y'all, it's none other than Lori Warbucks. Big Fatty, we love Lori Warbucks. It's true, we do. I met Lori Warbucks up in Connecticut, too. Anyway, y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, we're just going to run through them here. Y'all, he used to be on the Howdy Do Pancakes. Met him in Lost Wages at a Pride 48. He has moved on, but he's still out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, it's JR Big Fatty. We love JR. It's true. I've scarred him for life. She came to my meet and greet at the Bucks. And she looked under the kilt. Y'all, it's none other than Miss La 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 la, Big Fatty. She does a lot of the show art. She has, y'all. The next celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. Long time listener. I don't know if he's still listening now or not, but Archer. No, was it Archer or Vader? I don't remember. No, it's probably Vader. No, I don't know who it was. Went on a cruise with him, y'all. It's Puff Reddy. Big Reddy, we love Puff Reddy. It's true. Y'all, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, please stand by. We're going to have to rewind the birthday music. Okay, continue on, Big Fatty. And he's the one that sung the census. The BFO census music used to be on that Don't Quit Your Day Job. Y'all, it is none other than that Pat Geich Rhymes with Dyke. Big Fatty, we love Pat Geich Rhymes with Dyke. It's true. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend is, it used to be on the Underpants Show. I've met him several times out there in the Lost Wages, and I have been to his home up there in the Toronto, Northern Mexico. Y'all, one of the sweetest people you will ever, ever meet. Y'all, it is none other than the Urban Guy T.O. Big Daddy, we love the Urban Guy T.O. We do. So, y'all, if you see Gayish Mike, Lurry Warbox, JR, Miss Lauren, Perfetti, Pat Geich, or the Urban Guy T.O. on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration. Big Fatty, you've forgotten another celebration. Oh, that's right. Today, the 13th of November, y'all, it is the 1 year anniversary of the debut. Is it the 1 year or 2 year? I don't remember. But anyway, it's the debut of the enormous little show. Yes, Big Fatty and the Gayish just did their 200th episode. Well, there's celebrations all around. But y'all, if you see anybody, see anything, if you're Big Fatty, just everybody. In fact, let me go. I'm going to have to, this is going to require a bigger key.
Happy birthday.
Today's census is from Digga. And y'all, by the way, got word that Digga is out there in the San Francisco, which means that he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. Been listening over 10 years. Y'all, he was at that same, I met Digga the first time that Miss Lauren was traumatized under the kilt. His favorite segment is Other. Big Fatty. Would change. He says that we need better bumpers. If only we knew someone who did bumpers. He's called the voice letter number, but has been to a Pride 48 event, but has never utilized a special chair. And his short story he told on Short Week, and I'll repeat it here and again in just a few seconds, but now let's just listen to the birthday boy, Pat Geich.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
On Friday the 13th. It's true. Y'all, let's go back to Digga's short story. He says, after a delicious pulled pork sandwich, T. Wiggles and I were walking to a street fair, and I shat myself. I shat my newest underpants and headed into a bar to check out the damage. Well, sure enough, white briefs that never be fully clean again. Oh dear, no toilet paper, so I had to find a staff person to get me a roll since we were going to be walking around a bit and didn't have anything to put my mess in. Beep! Fanny, he surrendered this soiled pair to deep within the garbage. Big Fanny, the soiled pair. That's young Nicholas and Granny, isn't it? Yes, very much. The soiled pair. y'all, by the way, the soiled pair will be here later tonight. Y'all, it's taco night. y'all, I'm happy to report that Durwood was feeling much better on Wednesday, wasn't having any back problems, and then Thursday, the damn if it didn't return, so he was going to the El Doctoro, which we all know is Mexican for chiropractor, he'll crack it, and it'll be fucked up before he gets home. But anyway, y'all, as far as my day, let me see, what did I do? Y'all, I'd had that big club sandwich for lunch. I wasn't real hungry, but I fixed me a little bit of the Boston butt. Brian in Boston. Yes, that's the old Boston butt. And Jaime. anyway, what was I saying? I fixed me a little bit of that, and I had made some yellow rice with it. Y'all, I can't fucking make yellow rice to save my life. It's always crunchy. And what was I saying? I had a little bit of that, and then I watched some things on the TV machine. I caught up on The Millionaire. I had been behind. Y'all, I'm behind on all my quiz programs. Caught up on The Millionaire. And what else did I catch up on? I don't remember, but y'all, I headed on to bed, and about 10:30, I was tired, but y'all, I couldn't pass out. Ready? That's tonight. Yes, that'll be tonight when I pass out. So I got back up watched the opening of that Ready? What was that? I don't know. Okay. What was I saying? I was saying that I watched the opening of that Stephen Colbert, and y'all, I had some cheese cookies, and y'all, they were so good. So good. And went back into the chamber, and y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty, Cobb Coma. That's true. And y'all woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning on Thursday, and y'all, it's supposed to be raining all day long. It was not going to be a good day for nipple walking or nipple size or anything. But y'all, so I got up and I had my coffee and a little something to eat, and y'all, they finally delivered my vacation pack of my newspapers that hadn't come since I had been back on Monday. Y'all, I called them up. I called them and put on the orange hat and called them up. It was an angry old man voice letter saying I had requested the vacation pack and I never received it, so I want a 3-day credit to my account. And y'all, they did that. They called me back, said they'd do that, and y'all, this morning I got the vacation pack. So I've been through all of those, worked the old Sudokus. I'm working on the Big Five right now. Yes, Big Betty, the Big Five. And what did I do? Y'all, then there was about a 45-minute lull. It was a lull in the rain, and so y'all, I went out nipple walking. I got about 2.5, about 2.5 miles, and then it started coming down on me. Ooh, Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the soiled pair coming down on you. And, so I came back and I got my share and everything. And y'all, there was another lull. So I said, you know what? I think I can get, some more steps in. Cause y'all, I was a little over halfway on my steps, but it wasn't enough. So I went back out, and sure enough, it started coming down on me again. Big Fatty, that soiled path is relentless. And so I came back, and y'all, I've just been working on the Sudoku. Y'all, I was sitting in the dark doing it. I could barely see the thing. I don't know why I didn't turn the light on. Big Fatty, because you're a cheap ass. And Big Fatty, and I heard Granny just say, that's right. He sure is. But anyway, what else did I do? So I worked on that. And y'all, I was hungry. I was hungry. So I fixed me some more of that poke and yellow rice. The yellow rice wasn't quite as crunchy today. And y'all, I was going to cook some Brussels sprouts, but I'd had them. I guess I was planning to cook them before we went up to Asheville, they probably would have been okay, but parts of them were turning a little gray, and I said, no, I will not eat the gray Brussels sprouts, so I threw them away, and so I'm not having Brussels sprouts, and I decided I would come in here and record a little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, I told you earlier in the week about the coupons at the Kohl's. And y'all, that 30% off, you know, that the promo code HAPPY30, when you use your Kohl's card, y'all, it's good from the 11th, that was yesterday, through the 21st. Get out there and start your crema shopping. Big Fatty is going to... Y'all, by the way, let's just finish this up now. Y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I see y'all, back when Big Fatty started axing for crema cards... back in the early days of the BFO, y'all, I said, just send me a card. It can be a used card, or whatever. Just send me a card, and I'll send one back to you. And y'all, I have decided, and every year I had new cards made up and everything like that. And y'all, I never knew how many cards I was going to get. But, y'all, I have got a backlog. Yes, you do, Big Fatty. You need to take some more of that Miralax, of cards. Oh, that's very different. Anyway, so, y'all, this year, you're going to get an old card. You're going to get an old card. It's a brand new card, but it's not specific for 2020. I think this is just typical of the way 2020 is going. And so, y'all, you'll get a card, but it'll be a surprise to everyone. Big Fatty, I really can't wait to see how this goes. But anyway, Merry Grandma. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And y'all, like I said, speaking of crema, the 9-foot stow and grow crema tree may be coming out this weekend. Big Fatty, you're weeks behind Mr. Cackle. No, I don't think Mr. Cackle is going to put one up until he moves into his new house. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the enormous boys over there. And as y'all celebrate your little show's anniversarium, any words for Big Fatty?
Big balls and quit podcasting.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's two things all your listeners want to see.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.